reads. Say that. Blessed is he who reads. Say, Kristen, you're blessed this morning. And those who hear the words of this prophecy and keep those things which are written in it. Now say this with passion. For the time is near. Say it again. For the time is near. For the time is near. What time? Yeah, return of the Lord, the end, the beginning. Praise God. Yes, Lord. Here it is. At your disposal.
Chapter 8.
Yes.
Revelation 8. When he opened the seventh seal, there was silence in heaven for about half an hour. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense that he should offer it up with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. So the seven angels who had the seven trumpets prepared themselves to sound. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all green grass was burned up. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened. A third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. And I looked, and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven, saying with a loud voice, "Woe! Woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound." And I looked and I heard an angel flying through the midst of heaven saying with a loud voice, "Woe, woe, woe to the inhabitants of the earth because of the remaining blasts of the trumpet of the three angels who are about to sound."
I'm not going to really comment on it because I don't want to add anything to Revelations or take anything away. But I will say one thing. People that say God no longer judges. This is God of the New Testament, by the way, right? He is so merciful, isn't he? He is so merciful to our country. My Lord, he's merciful to us. He waits. He waits and he waits. He waits for us to repent. And I believe that's coming like a freight train. I really, really do. So praise the Lord. Talks about trumpets here. I'd like to honor someone this morning. Her name is Essie. How many of y'all know Miss Essie? Heard of her? Trinity, she's a foundation. She's one of the founding. Y'all, you know Essie? I don't even know Essie's last name. Sullivan. That's right, I knew that. Essie Sullivan. She is a mighty woman of God, and she will tell you exactly what's on her mind. Goes into prisons, goes into jails. Well, she passed away one day last week. Yes, yes, yes. I want to honor her because I'm not sad for Essie, man. She was getting old and tired. She went on to be with the Lord to receive her reward. So praise God. And I want to let out a trumpet blast for her. And I'll tell you why. Right after the barn burnt, Essie used to come out to the barn some. Right after the barn burnt down, we had a shofar, and it burned up too. And we were getting ready to have an outreach at the river, what was it called, Jesus Jam, or in New Albany. And so I called Israel, and I was looking for a shofar. You couldn't get them quite so easy back then. It was kind of hard to find them. And so I called, and somebody answered in Hebrew. And when I spoke in English, they said, "Oh, you English, you know." And I said, "Oh, are you in Jerusalem?" He said, "No, we're in Tel Aviv." And so I asked, "What will it cost to get a shofar, a nice triple twist one?" He said, $240. So we went to a glow. It was called a women's glow then. I went the next night, I believe, and Essie said, "The Lord told me to give you this for a shofar." She handed me $240. Does she hear from the Lord? She hears from the Lord. So praise God. I loved Essie. You had to love her or you couldn't take her. So let's just stand up. I'm not to honor people, but sometimes, you know, if you're not doing nothing today, go by the funeral home and say hi. Hi, Essie. She might even raise up from the dead. You never know. She wants to, she'd want to go back. Just when I blow this, just say, "Congratulations, and thank you for the shofar." Praise the Lord. Come here. Now, we're not going to do it twice. You're going to say it to each other at the same time, okay? And mean it, right? The fervent, effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man avails how much?
Much.
Y'all ready? Ready?
Ready.
Dearest child of the Father.
Dearest child of the Father,
I pray and intercede for you.
I pray and intercede for you.
And I claim God's never-changing promises over you.
I pray God's never-changing promises over you.
I pray for you and your family.
I pray for you and your family
to prosper.
To prosper.
And succeed in everything their hand touches.
In everything their hand touches.
Lord, grant a prosperous.
Lord, grant a prosperous
and confident journey.
And confident journey
through life.
Make them
aware of snares, and dangers.
Lead them, Holy Spirit,
by a direct
and
easy path.
An easy path.
Grant your child
to be successful
in all things,
that
you put your hands to.
I pray for you to be in the state of divine health.
I proclaim any sickness,
or corruption
in your body
be made whole.
By Jesus' stripes, you are healed.
By Jesus' stripes,
you are healed.
By Jesus' stripes,
you are healed. Do you believe that?
I am.
A strong follower.
I am a strong follower
of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And I proclaim.
Why do you proclaim? Because you're a strong follower.
Right.
I proclaim.
As I lay hands on you.
That you are healed.
You are healed.
You are healed. I proclaim you walk in sound health.
And to be well
and whole
in your body.
I pray you will be uncorrupt.
I pray you will be uncorrupt. and true in doctrine. I pray for you to be strong in your spirit, man.
I pray that your soul be restored.
I pray your mind, will, and emotions
to be renewed and refreshed.
I pray any strongholds
the enemy has on you
be bound
and broken
now.
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 In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I seal the word of God over you.
Surround my friend with the fullness of God's glory.
And we ask hosts of angels
go with you. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Sarah. That was, woo, I felt that.
Did y'all feel that? I felt that.
Whoa.
Wow.
Somebody's got a prophetic word. Hold your hand up. Who are you?
I know you do.
I know you do. I think I feel who has it, but I'm not going to call you out.
Well, you can brew on it for a while, okay? I believe you've got a word from heaven, though.
I want to read you something. I'm not sure if I read it to you or not, but I sent it out to the 150 corridor, and I sent it out on our, do you get my texts? Y'all get texts from me, long texts sometimes. And the reason I ask is I used to mass text, and about half of you didn't get them. So now I go through the trouble of one at a time, copy and paste, copy and paste, copy and paste. So please read them. It takes me about 20 minutes to do that, and I don't mind, but I want to make sure you're reading it and responding to it, okay? But anyway, I was reading this, and something jumped out at me, but I want to read it in context. It was, "Greetings, Faith Harvesters, in the mighty name of Jesus, our blessed hope. We have celebrated Rosh Hashanah, and we're in the midst of the harvest season. I don't know how significant it is, but this is one of the earliest times I've seen combines harvesting the crops." And that's true. They were out earlier than I can ever remember, and I think that was because it was so dry that they were given grace to bring that stuff in without waiting. Usually corn will stay out there till December sometimes before they'll harvest it. So I thought that was kind of, I know it's because it's dry and it's a good time to harvest, but I think it's spiritually significant too. I notice there are still crops that are left in the field, and there still are some left in the field. We must make sure we don't leave any of the harvest behind. I think the greatest outpouring of God's Spirit is upon us. We have waited, we have prayed, and we have sought after God's will. If you don't know his will, consume his word and ask. If any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. We haven't done everything right. Amen. How many are, think of the right word. How many of y'all are like humble enough to admit we ain't done everything right? I ain't done everything right. I don't know about y'all, but I know I've messed up a lot at times. I know I've missed some opportunities. But I believe all of y'all are always teachable and ready to go and do what God shows you to do, praise God. It may take a while, amen, but we'll do what God shows us to do because we love him, right? God is, listen, we haven't done everything right, but we have persevered. Say persevered. Somebody tell me what that means. To you. I've kept on even when I didn't feel like it. Amen. Some of us have tried to give up, but God keeps knocking, 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 knocking. There's a reward ahead. There's a harvest ahead. There's promises ahead. If you do not faint, you will see what? The harvest. If you don't faint, you will see the harvest. Is that true or not? Hey, we read scripture in the beginning, and the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him. Nothing was made that was made without Him. So everything that's made is by the Word of God. That's why it's important to sing the Word of God. Praise God. I appreciate our worship team singing the Word of God because it's powerful and mighty and sharper than a two-edged sword. It's powerful to pray the Word of God. You ever just open your Bible and pray the Word of God? Give me something you pray if you do that. Come on, if you're not faking me, what do you pray? Ephesians 1, 17 through 23, I pray. You can pray Ephesians the whole, yes. And you can put your families, now go there. Let's go there real quick. I like that. You were ready, speedy with an answer. Ephesians 1, 17. You pray that over your family. I pray that the God of glory, our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give my family the spirit of wisdom and revelation and the knowledge of Him, that the eyes of their understanding be enlightened, that they may know what is the hope of His calling and what the riches and the glory of His inheritance for all the saints are. What is the exceeding greatness of His power towards those who believe according to the working of His mighty power, which He worketh in Christ when He raised Him from the dead and seated Him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. Powerful stuff. I'm thinking, I used to pray the first part of verse 1. I'm thinking, grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Anyway, who else has got one? Now, yes. Come here. Come here so I don't have to look it up. I'm so lazy. 1 Peter 2:9.
I pray this over my boys. You are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy.
Pray it loud.
But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness into His wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy.
You throw names in there sometimes? Yeah. That's like warfare, isn't it? Anybody else got one you want to? Come on up here. Scripture now. Got scripture you pray?
Yeah, I mean, I know what it is.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's John 13:7. It says, you don't understand what I'm doing now, but someday you will.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
You pray that over your family?
I mean, yeah, like mostly for myself, though. When I'm like questioning God or I feel lost, I just think of that. Because like I don't understand what He's doing, but like later I will.
So pray that like you're praying it for yourself.
Right now?
Yeah.
What? Not right now.
Well, you say, I don't understand what you're doing, God, but
I will later. That's
you
what
will
I,
like, yeah.
That's what it translates to in my Bible.
That's powerful, honey. It really is. Man, to keep doing the God's will even when you don't understand, it's powerful, isn't it? Because how many of y'all know we don't understand it most of the time? There's no faith when you understand everything and see everything, right? You got to walk by faith, right? Not by sight. Y'all are slow to get that. I have persevered. I have persevered. Even if it don't feel like it. Congratulations. You're here this morning. You could have stayed in bed. You could have watched Star Trek. Might have even been more entertained. But praise God you're here. I'm thankful you're here. And it says, he said, God is well pleased with that. God is well pleased with your perseverance. I believe you're about to see the fruits of your labor, healing that you have given up on, family members you have given up on,
And nobody would say they've given up, but sometimes it's like, really, God, it's going to take some kind of super miracle to get these hard cases into the kingdom of God. Amen. Amen. I had somebody tell me the other day that this person had done went too far and they couldn't come in. I'm like, oh, no, 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 no. No, no, as long as you got a breath in your body. Family members you have given up on are going to manifest suddenly. Say suddenly. What's suddenly mean? You don't know it's coming, right? You don't have a clue it's coming, and wham! There it is. There it is. Where'd it come from? There it is. Whoop, there it is. Where'd it come from? Oh, the chicken toy. Yeah, that's right. How did you know that, brother? You got a chicken toy? There it is. Well, I see y'all are going to wonder all day, what's he talking about? This sounds so unbiblical. Donna buys these goofy, Donna buys these at Christmas. She buys all these stuffed animals, but you push a button on them and they all do something, you know. They got one that sings, yeah. She's got a whole flock of them. Well, she got one for Easter, and it's this little yellow chicken, and she's got a little bonnet on, and she goes, how's the song go? I want to do it right. Walking, squawking. Mama hen knows how to do it again. There it is. Boom. She drops an egg. There it is. Boom. Drops an egg. There it is. Boom. That's where it came from. I want you to know that I wasn't making that up. There it is. They're like, he ain't doing this in church. Why not? Why not? You listen to somebody tell a joke someplace else. It's true. It's a true statement. What'd you say, brother? You going to get the cane out and pull me off here? Go at it, man. Gonna manifest suddenly. There it is. Hey, laughter is good medicine, right?
It is. This doesn't go along with that, really. But in a way it is, because that was a suddenly. I'd never seen anybody do that before. And Pastor didn't ever lay eggs in front of my eyes up there like that.
I laid a lot of eggs while I'm preaching.
But I just wanted to declare in front of everybody, because on that word suddenly, because that is the word that God gave me for my son.
Yes.
That it would be a suddenly. And I even said that to him with Kevin when he was upset at us, that suddenly. And that he would see and he would know and everything would be changed.
Praise the Lord.
And so I just want to declare that when you said that, it just kind of welled up in my spirit, and you know, I felt that. And so I just thank the Lord, for he is a suddenly God, and that he does so many things suddenly. And even when we came to him and when we first had that first thought and of that knowing, that was a suddenly for us.
Praise the Lord.
You know, and so I just want to say that and thank him for it.
Praise the Lord. Suddenly, I was going to say it's like a gut punch sometimes, but it's not. It's more like when you go over one of them hills in the country and your car real fast goes, whoo, feels good, tingly. God moving suddenly. You've given up or going to manifest suddenly. I know it's been some hard, long days in the field planting and even harvesting. It's hard days sometimes. But put that weariness behind you. Can you do that? Put it behind you. When you came to Jesus, some of y'all had some real baggage. Some of y'all had some deep sin. Not me. I was pretty good. No, I had some deep stuff. The Word of God said when I came to him, he put old things behind, and all things are become new. Don't focus on yesterday even, man. Yesterday's gone.
Nothing you can do to change it. You repent of your sins and you go on and you believe God's going to do a greater work in your life than he's ever done. Praise the Lord. Put that weariness behind you and be ready to drop everything to disciple these new ones that are coming in. I said drop everything. Nothing is more important than the harvest. No. Ask Holy Spirit to show you unfruitful, listen to this. Ask Holy Spirit to show you unfruitful priorities in your life. I don't have none. Oh, praise God, I'm good. Just think of things in your life that's not bearing fruit. We were talking about some this morning in the kitchen. The men were talking, godly men talk, and we was talking about Gilligan's Island. Talk about some unfruitful priorities, man, when you've seen it 700 times. I say to thee, to be or not to be. I'm just saying, I don't know what it is in your life. Sometimes it's good stuff. You can let good stuff pull you away from time with God. Amen? Sometimes it's messy, sometimes it's very time-consuming, but the rewards are eternal. Step out of your comfort zone and take on something that the Lord has been urging to you to do for so long. I ask you to think about that for a minute. There's things in your life that God's probably been asking you to do for years and years, maybe not, but you never wanted to take that step. Scary sometimes, isn't it? Step out of your comfort zone and take on something the Lord has been urging you to do for so long. I know you're busy. And Laura, I remember you used to say busy stands for being unequally, being under Satan's yoke. I thought that's pretty good because I hear people say, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. And I say to people, I'm busy, I'm busy, I'm busy. And it's like the days we're living in. The time has sped up. Things have sped up. Everything has got faster, hadn't it? Everything is like right now. It's got to be right now. We don't need to be put under that kind of pressure by the world. God knows you're busy, but he's all about giving us grace to finish the good work that he started. I love y'all very much. Look up, be watchful, for your redemption draws near. And in the beginning of this, the word was, we have waited, we have prayed, and we have sought after God's will. If you don't know his will, consume his word and ask. Luke 11:2. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now I'm going to read that in context of the Lord's Prayer, is what we call it. It really wasn't a prayer. It was, here's how I would like you to pray. This is the order you should pray things. It came to pass as he was praying in a certain place when he ceased that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray as John taught his disciples, talking about John the Baptist. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Praise be to your name. Give him praise and honor and glory. It's like the Lord told you to pray for your dad, to get together people to pray over him and praise over him and worship over him. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our sins as we forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Give us this day our daily bread. I'm just going to pull out some stuff here. Does that mean, brother, that you don't have to go to work no more? You just get up in the morning and say, Oh, God, give me my daily bread. Give me a place to live. Is that what he's saying? No. That's not what he's saying. God expects us to do what we can do and ask him to do what we can't do. We can't, you know, there's a lot of things I can't do. I have to ask God for help, but he don't expect, anyway, we'll go on. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sins. Forgive us our sins. Praise God. We should go to God and ask daily. Anytime we sin against God, yes, he's forgiven us for our sins. Yes, we're born again. But yes, he wants us to go to him and ask for forgiveness. Amen? And the strength to not do it anymore, right? He says, forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. He says somewhere else, he said, if you don't forgive your brother, if you can't forgive your brother, then I can't forgive you. So when you pray that prayer, forgive us our sins, it's not like, oh, it's just, there's no responsibility on my part. That's not true. Would you agree with that? Only Jesus and his blood and his resurrection and believing in that can forgive us our sins. But he says, forgive others like I've forgiven you. It is conditional. That's what it says. That's exactly what it says. And sometimes you got to keep asking and asking and asking and asking. Sarah, I forgive you. I forgive you. Every time I do, you slap me in the face, but I forgive you. I forgive you. I forgive you. There it is. I've got freedom. It happens. You might have to ask 1,000 times, but bam, if you'll be faithful and keep going, because, you know, what's that scripture say? Ask. Ask, seek, and knock. Think of this acronym. Is that an acronym? Is that the right word? I'm not a scholar. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask. Ask, seek, and knock. And if you translate that literally, it says ask and keep on asking. Are you laughing at me? I've been offended. Forgive him for laughing at me, Jesus. Ask, seek, and knock. Ask and keep on asking, seek and keep on seeking, knock and keep on knocking, and the door will be open to you. You now, Janet, you went through life unscathed. Never any trials, never any tribulation. Children that are completely obedient. Grandchildren that are completely obedient. Never had any cares in the world. Are you still asking for some stuff that you started out 30, how many years ago have you been born again? 40? 45. How much? 45. Praise God. 45th anniversary with the Lord. Isn't that awesome? She's got things she's still asking for. Autumn, you just started asking some things. Keep on asking. Do you see them answered, the old ones sometimes? I do. Praise God for that. Take courage in that. Take courage. Those kids are coming home. Take courage. Those prodigal children are coming home. In Jesus' name, you'll be worshiping with them. Praise God. How many of y'all got kids that's got a promise on their life to preach or something? Praise God, or to prophesy, or to be. Hold your hands up high. You got promises like that? I know I do, man. Tell me. Where did it happen? Where'd you get that word? Just in prayer at church? Where'd you get that word, buddy? Me? Yeah. From God. What was the promise? Me and my household will be saved. I would give my detail, but this is going out to the World Wide Web. So I forgive us our sins. And it also says, do not lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. Uh-oh, we didn't pray like that in church when I was growing up. Deliver us from evil. Here it says the evil one. Who do you reckon they're talking about? Slewfoot, Satan. Go on, throw any name you want out there. Swabblehead. Dude, hey, and we're not to make fun of celestial beings, you know. said, Lord, rebuke you. She said, Lord, rebuke you in Jesus' name. But when it says, don't lead us into temptation, it's like he's not saying, okay, I'll never be tempted because I prayed, do not lead me into temptation.
It's like showing you his snare to the enemy.
It's show me, Lord. Yeah, and I agree with that. He's showing you. He will show you when you're about to cross over the line, right? How many of y'all have had, I'm not going to say now because I don't want to embarrass anybody. How many of y'all have had besetting sins? Things that, man, you get victory for a month or two, and then it's like, oh, what happened? Have you ever had anything like that? And then it's like, you know, I've made deals, not deals. I'll go, okay, God, I made it for 2 months. Lord, help me to make it all the way without ever sinning this sin again, you know. You might make it 3 months or 4 months. Eventually, if you keep on, you'll get victory. Sometimes it's like, bam, victory's like immediately. Like, I met people that quit smoking, like, oh, I never had no withdrawal, never had no problems, I went in a bad mood. I'm like, shut up, I was in a bad mood. A real bad mood. It was hard for me to quit that. But there's other things where he's just like, boom, you know. Dope, alcohol, boom, you know. Pornography, boom, you know. They'll come knocking again. But don't despair. Just keep with the Lord here. Go to James 1:19. So then, my beloved brethren, let every man be, I love this verse, it's a memory verse, be swift to hear. Say, be swift to hear. Say, soul, be swift to hear. Be slow to speak, mouth. Swift to hear, slow to speak. Swift to hear, slow to speak. Swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. People that's got problems in traffic, me being included. Slow to wrath, you know. God's not pleased when we call that person that just cut us off an idiot. I've never done that. You can tell that word doesn't, you know. Yeah. There is a verse in the Bible that says, call no man a fool, so we got to be careful with that. For the wrath of man does not produce the righteousness of God. Therefore, and this is where I want to get, therefore lay aside all filthiness and overflow of wickedness and receive with meekness the implanted word which is able to what? Save your souls. But be you doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourself. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man observing his natural face in a mirror. For he observes himself, goes away, and immediately forgets what kind of man he was. So, going back to what we read earlier, we have waited, we have prayed, and we have sought after God's will. If you don't know his will, consume his word and ask. So if you don't know God's will for your life, ask. Read the word of God. He'll make it very clear to you what the will of God for your life is. But the thing is you've got to be a doer. You got to be a doer. And you, no, let me rephrase that. You get to be a doer of the word. You have the privilege of being a doer of the word. And don't you dare tell God that, don't pick me, I'm not good, I can't do that. Really? You're telling God that he told you to do something, and you're telling him you can't do it. That sounds like the clay telling the potter what to do, doesn't it? Mold me. Make me, shape me, make me into what the image of God wants for me. And
I mean, I've wrestled with God about things before. Have you ever wrestled with God? He always wins, unless you just... How many of you know it's much easier to be a fool and do what God tells you to do and grab that peace? Because when you do something foolish, that the God, I'm not saying it's foolish because God asked you to do it, but to people, to men, to even the church sometimes, it seems like sheer foolishness what God's asked you to do. Just praise God you've never been asked to walk around naked through the streets proclaiming God's... Did somebody do that in the Bible? Isaiah. Who was it that lay on your right side and use the bathroom and, you know, use your own waste material to cook your food for 3.5 years and turn on the other side and do it for 3.5 years? Praise God, he's never asked me to do that. But he's asked me to do some strange things. And he's asked Donna to... And the thing is he usually don't ask Donna to do things like that, but he asked her to come beside me. And she always embraces me, and no matter how bizarre it sounds, she will always be there to cover me. Oh, no, she does. I love my wife. She's a blessed helpmate, praise God. And if you've got a good wife, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. If you've got a good husband, praise the Lord, because God, sometimes Donna does things. You don't usually use strange things, but I'll come beside her in ministry when God shows her to do something. And that's why one will put 1,000 to flight and two will put 10,000 to flight. Y'all were in youth ministry, weren't you? It wouldn't have worked by itself, would it? It wouldn't have worked as good. Praise God, y'all are in youth ministry. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, y'all are in ministry. Praise the Lord, y'all are in ministry. Praise the Lord, you're in ministry. You know, I can look around and see people that are in ministry together. And you go, well, I don't see it yet. Just be obedient and wait. God has something for you mighty to do. I want you to know he's not through with you. You're not just a little earth being. And I used to hear in church, what they call them? They call them what they call people that... They did stuff, but they weren't really stuff because they weren't the pastor. Oh, lay people. Y'all lay people can do some wonderful things for the Lord. Really? I always figured lay means you laid around didn't do nothing. That's not, God is interested in what your destiny is. Because he spoke it from the beginning of the world. So I'll tell you what. Let's be encouraged. Let's stand up a minute. If you can, if it's comfortable. Lord God, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for using me. Thank you, Lord, for calling me. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. Thank you, Jesus, for washing me in your blood. Thank you, Jesus, for your promises. Thank you, Lord, I can read your word and be encouraged. Thank you, Lord, I can read your word and be an encourager, Lord. Thank you, I am a doer of the word. Say, I'm a doer of the word. I'm not a hearer, I'm a doer. I'm a doer, man, I'm a doer. Jesus.